We learned all kinds of things in there.
I bet you do. All right, I will read the first question to you, and once I do that, I will start the time. And so here is your first question, Don. What qualifies you if elected to be sheriff?
Well, I meet the state qualifications. I'm old enough, and I've been resident here in the county long enough, as well as everybody else that is a candidate. Now, what we want to look at is what sets me apart from the others. I'm experienced. I conduct myself in law enforcement professional. I have a proven record. My history speaks for itself. And I'm not just what you would call a comet that appears a short time, bedazzles everybody with its sight, and then goes off into oblivion to recycle again in four years to bedazzle everybody again. I'm here for a long term. I have been. I've got 40 years experience in law enforcement, 26 plus years with the Kentucky State Police, with increasing areas of responsibility. I started in East Kentucky in a little area called Mud Creek, and it was called that for a reason. It was mud. But from that, we came down here in 1985, was promoted to lieutenant. I was assistant post commander at Post 2, Madisonville. With that, I was also the detective lieutenant, overseeing criminal investigations for the Post 2 area, which was seven counties. And I was also the special response team area one, region one leader. And as post commander later on, I was also a commander for a short period of time for the inspection evaluation team. We toured the state and made sure the state police posts were in compliance with the administrative and operational regulations. After I retired, back up just one sentence. At retirement, I was the Western Branch Commander, which I was overseeing the 8 Western State Police Posts. That was somewhere between 400 and 5,500 people, depending on the attrition rate and how many we hired. When I retired, I'd stayed out for a few months and went to work for Penny Brown Narcotics Task Force. I worked for them for about 3.5 years, give or take. And I worked here in Caldwell County and Webster County, primarily in Caldwell County. And we made several felony cases. And those cases, we only had one go to trial, and that resulted in a conviction of the gentleman. He got max time on it. After that, Penny Brown Narcotics, I was became chief of police here at Princeton, 07. I was chief of police here for 10 years, 07 to 17. And I left the PD at that time had some family medical situation that I was needed at home. And during that period of time with the PD, I think the folks here in town will see a great deal of improvement in the demeanor, in the respect, in the operation of the police department. We made a great deal of improvements, and I see those improvements continuing today. I guess I go on into the second question when I'm ready.
Most Caldwell County citizens feel like there is a serious drug problem here. What is your plan to deal with the drug problem in Caldwell County?
Well, we have to look at the drug problem in, I think, two separate venues. One venue is the people who are addicted, the victims, if you will. And we have to look at the drug traffickers and the suppliers, the parasites, the thugs that are bringing the drugs in, making them available. We need to look at the those people who are dependent upon drugs. We need to look at them and their problems, try to enter into rehabilitation programs. We need to look at making families available, families aware of what's available to them. There is a law which was passed a few years ago, Casey's Law, in which the families can actually intervene for a person who is not capable of helping themselves, they're endangering themselves, the family can step in with the courts and force them into a rehab program. Now, whether a forced rehab is effective or not, that still remains to be seen, but hopefully during that rehab period, they will decide, the victim will decide, that they want to get out from under this addiction and be favorable with committing themselves and making their lives better. Now, for the drug traffickers, the thugs that they are, and they are thugs, that may not be a proper word, but that's what they are, they're parasites. Their actions of bringing the drugs in is actually fueling many of our other crimes. We have to deal with them differently. These people need to be in the penitentiary. With that being said, how do we do that? We have to partner with other agencies in our area. We have to work with other sheriff's offices. We have to work with the state agencies. We have to work with the task force, the federal people, the DEA, ATF, FBI if necessary. We need to use all our resources because these people do not just hang around in Caldwell County, our jurisdiction. They're throughout multi-jurisdictions, and that's the way they have to be, has to be addressed. I know many of these people from past experiences. I know the operations of, the people involved in law enforcement. The operations and what they're capable of doing and what they will do if asked, and I think we can ask and get that cooperation. And that's the way we intend to handle this, form alliances, share information, be cooperative, be transparent in what we're doing. We've got to share information. We cannot hold information and then expect others to work with us. We have to be cooperative, and that's what we're going to do, and I think we will be effective. Now, let's look at type drugs. We say drugs. We think of illegal drugs. There are illegal drugs. You have your fentanyl, carfentanil, many others that are very dangerous. As a matter of fact, there's a House bill just passed, increased the penalty to Class C, 10 to 20 on fentanyl for bringing it into the state, just bringing it into the state. Wherever it's from a foreign country or another state, it's still increased penalty with no pretrial diversion. That's a plus there, believe me. But we have to deal with the illegal drugs, as I was saying just a moment ago, partnering, forming alliances, sharing information, working together. Now, what are we going to do about the illegal use of legal drugs? That's something that affects many of us, many of our families. It is a real problem. We've got to look at where these drugs are coming from. A lot of them are coming from pill mills. You read about them in California and the Carolinas. They're around here, too. It just nobody's brought it to the surface. We have to look for the people who write scripts for no reason. This takes investigation. This takes some undercover work, and it's going to take additional people, i.e., the Drug Enforcement Special Investigation Assistance, Pennington Narcotics Task Force, and, if necessary, the DEA. DEA is usually interested in pill mills. This is what we have to look at, but we've developed this information, pass it on, and work in coordination. That's what we have to do. This will do one thing. It will cut the money. You're not going to stop the drugs, but if we can affect the money, how it's being, the profit margin, if you will, when you cut the profit margin, they'll go to another operation or go somewhere else. That's the way you control it. Once we put enough heat on them, they'll go somewhere else. We won't stop them and be up to somebody else in another area to handle that, but that's what we can do here, and that's what our primary concern of everyone in this room is here in Caldwell County, or this area which affects Caldwell County. That is what I intend to do with attacking the drug problem.
How do you plan on partnering with Kentucky State Police and other agencies in order to carry out your law enforcement duties?
I think I pretty well spoke on that with the attack we will make on the drug problem. That will continue on. We need to forge your cooperation at all levels of the law enforcement, not just the boys on the street, also the administrators. We all have to get along, and we all have to work in unison. Department levels, reach out as much help as you could get. And I think my unique position of being involved with the state police for many years, been around narcotics, the police department, I think that is a circumstance that very well puts me in line to be able to do that, partnering with everyone. Now, we also have other agencies that are non-law enforcement. I will term most of them as social services. Each one's got their own acronym, and they change quite often. But social services need to be contacted. We need to find out what programs that's available, what they can help us make the community aware of, sharing of that information from the other agencies. Therefore, it helps people receive the treatment, receive the help that they need. And that's something that we do by notifying them, letting them know what can be done and what could be to help. It may not be law enforcement involved, but we can be a resource center for information. There's nothing wrong with that, and that would be a great plus. There's one area that we don't look at very often, and it's something that just closed our legislature. It just closed here a few days ago. We need to talk to our representatives. We need to talk to our state senators. We talked about this House Bill 215, Dalton's Law, of the increase in the carfentanyl penalties. How do you think that come about? The legislature didn't come up with that. That come from a great portion of Kentucky Chiefs of Police Association and probably the Kentucky Sheriff's Association. I don't know about that. I am familiar with the Kentucky Chiefs of Police Association. But that's where this information comes from, as to what laws we need and what we need to do. We need to keep in touch with our representatives, our state senators, let them know what our needs are, and be available for them to contact us to find out what they need to be working on and how this law affects us in Western Kentucky versus Eastern Kentucky. We need to help them. We can't expect them to do it by themselves and then sit back and gripe that this doesn't fit us. We need to make ourselves available so that they can understand. So there's another area that we need to look at. Politicking, if you want to call it old country word. But that has to be done. It needs to be done. We cannot sit here in the confines of Caldwell County and expect our problems to be solved because they're greater than the area encompassed by our county boundaries.
You still have a little more time if you have anything else you'd like to say.
Oh, right. That's great. Won't take but a minute of time. My wife, Barbara, and I moved down here in 1985. We chose Caldwell County to live here. I could have lived anywhere in the seven counties as opposed to. We chose Caldwell County. We made it our home. It's our home by choice. And that's where we've been for all those years. I intend to stay here. I like this place. I've lived different places in the state, and I like Caldwell County better than any place I've ever lived. I like the people. And that means I've got 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
And with that, we're intending to stay here. And with that, I want to serve the people as sheriff of Caldwell County. I know I have the experience. I have the experience, I have the contacts, I have the ability, and I know how to use that ability. And I will use that ability. And I thank you very much. Also, my wife told me to mention that I had a Bachelor of Science degree in Police Administration and Traffic Safety. That takes care of me when I get home because I've told you all my education.
Yes, sir.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate your attention. You've been very attentive. I can't say enough about the turnout. I'm glad everybody is here. Many of you I know. Many have heard the same thing that I've been standing here for the last few minutes. Same thing I've told you for years. It hasn't changed. It's all the same. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mr. Holton.